Hello, and welcome to the God Spot. We are glad you decided to join our community, a community of no judgment and or condemnation. Our prayer is that while listening to our episodes, you will feel the love, peace, joy, and encouragement poured out by God. So sit back and enjoy.
Good evening. This is Will.
And it's me, Allie.
And we just made you guys really, really, really uncomfortable because I started it. But this is still the God Spot.
It's still the God Spot.
We ain't going nowhere.
You like the way we switched that up, right?
Yeah, we switched it up. I hope we didn't confuse you guys.
I think we're going to have to do a blooper reel because that was a real...
Wow, you got see, that's why you guys should tell us to do it live one of these days.
Oh,
so you
my
can really
gosh.
See everything.
Oh my
you
gosh.
You guys can have all the fun and joy and comedy in scripture. you want to have laughter before you go to bed, just come see us.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy.
See, this is why could we do this every day? Yeah, we can make your life enjoyable every day. Just listen to an episode over and over again.
Over and over. You need some laughter? Just there you go. Bookmark that section right there. There you go. And just play it. Have it on repeat.
Yeah, we got some serious. We've been doing some serious stuff over these past, I don't know how many episodes.
Well, it's been about 7. So we are like, okay, so we are in season 6 because we've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, when you said season 6, I was like, season 6? I mean, like, we just started. But yeah, you know, season 6 means throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we sometimes binge these shows, TV shows
sometimes.
And they talk all these seasons. I'd be like, wow, especially like, what was the Good Times and all that. I'm like, man, they've been going for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing about it is, I think we talked about it before on one of our episodes about how they used to do TV. Like the back in the day, they went like 20 episodes plus. Like I remember when I binged Dallas like a couple of years ago.
Oh.
And Dallas literally had each season had about 20 plus episodes.
Yeah, and for all you guys who don't, you young people out there, she's not talking about the Dallas Cowboys or the Dallas Cheerleaders. She's talking about an old TV show called Dallas.
Oh my gosh. All you got to do is Google it. It's on Google. Who killed JR?
I thought this was a Christian show. I thought this was called the God Spot.
Well, you know what? But the God Spot encompasses all life. Yes, so, and that's a part
real.
Of life.
Yeah.
And I say all that to say is that we are our seasons. Of course, we do about 7 to 8. But this season that we're in, actually, tonight is our last episode of the season. We're going to take a break and just kind of regroup a little bit. Take a breather and then come back with season 7.
Long breather.
Well, if you can do that for about 2 weeks, then okay. All right.
We need a breather after just this last week.
We're trying to come back. Plus, we've got the house church popping off.
Oh, yeah. We're doing the house church.
Tell our people about the house church.
For
people
church.
That don't know, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have a house church in Adelanto, and it's going to start growing. We've now decided we're going to start inviting people.
Yeah.
So we have actually had to add more chairs, and we're about to get kicked out of the house into the backyard.
Kicked out? We'll just keep adding chairs. Don't worry. We tell the host, don't worry. We won't be setting up chairs in your bedroom coming into the living room.
So we getting kicked out the house into the backyard. So there's some things we're going to be working on. We're going to help her clean up the backyard.
But that's a nice problem to have, though.
It's a nice problem to have. But
to have to add chairs, that's a very good problem to have. We were talking with some friends a couple of weeks ago about, growth in their ministry
Are you ready for the growth?
And well,
you
gotta... not so much that, but it's a good thing to have.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have because that means you're expanding God's kingdom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially for us, because most of those that we're expanding on, they're actually new believers and people that really want to grow and actually eventually lead their own their own house church. Mm-hmm. So that is the purpose, is to help people grow and then lead their own house church. We're actually, the number is actually larger than I would like to have in a house church right now, but we definitely would want to build
the house church. Just for clarity, for those that know what a small group versus a house church, to me, the house church, I'm not worried about that number, because a house church is different than you would a small group.
Yes, so, it is. Small groups, you think 12, yeah. 10 to 12.
So the number wise right now, I don't think that's even a thing. I'm just like, Lord, just bring the people that, you know, yes. with, that you see fit, that you know that needs to be there, that needs to hear your word in that particular setting. And the Lord's just going to bring it. So we've been praying the Jabez prayer, Lord, enlarge our territory indeed. And it's a perfect setting because the host got to go out this weekend and talk to a couple of her neighbors and invited them over and let them know what was happening.
it's funny when you say neighbors, though. We started going over there, right? And it's like, we go out there and the streets are empty. We go, seriously, we go out there and we get to her house, you know, streets are empty. And all of a sudden they start seeing cars in front of her house and they're blocking her driveway and there's more cars parked on the street. And so one time we see another couple of there outside the house and next. Now nearly like half the neighborhood on her block, mm-hmm. everybody's outside on a Sunday. I'll get over there, we get over there early, and they're waiting to see who's coming over here every Sunday.
Like, that is not an exaggeration. We hit that corner and I was like, dang, everybody's outside. Okay.
They want to see who's coming over. And what's now, you know, they're like, what's going on over there?
Exactly. So it's a good, that is a very good thing. And we're not putting the cart before the horse per se. That's a, you know, an old tale.
Because I was going to ask you, what does that mean?
Well, the cart, you can't go nowhere.
Well, the horse is supposed to be in front of the cart.
Exactly. So okay, we're not putting the cart before the horse, because the horse got to go before the cart. And so we're not stepping before anything, you know, before the Lord.
We're staying in that light, you know, yeah. God's lamp.
And so whatever God, you know, whatever God presents and puts up, then that's exactly what we're doing and going to, you know, move in. So we know that the Lord has said, you know, this is a time to start increasing and inviting and all of that. So that's exciting.
Yes, it's exciting.
Oh, and we got in the pool this weekend. Well, semi.
Man, we were working this weekend. We was working to the point where later on that night, I couldn't even walk. I got my legs started cramping. Wait, no, so it's funny because I take some kids, I train some kids on Saturday mornings,
gosh,
and then I had, I train some kids, well, I train linebackers in the morning, like 9 o'clock in the morning, and then we go, I do what's called Sand Hill Saturdays, so I take them to the Sand Hill at between 10 and 10:30, and we go run the Sand Hill, not we, but they go run the Sand, but I got to walk up the Sand Hill. And walking up that sand hill works my legs like crazy. And then I came home and did some work. And then all of a sudden, we watched a boxing match. And it was time to get up out the chair. And both my legs cramped up. It was like if I was playing an old football, it reminded me of back in the days when I was playing football and my body would cramp up. It was like I couldn't walk. And both of my hamstrings said, where you think you going?
No, you ain't. You going to stay right here. He really got a hold on me.
So we had the jacuzzi going, but I had turned it off. Well, turned off the heater part of it, but I finally made my way to the jacuzzi to put my legs in.
Guys, it's funny there. It wasn't funny.
But I finally made it and stretched, and then I was good to go after that. But it was no joke.
It's one of those, you can't do nothing for it. I don't know what to do. I can't do nothing for it, bro.
My hamstring was about to lock up on it. It would lock up on me. And I was like, whoop.
He made it to the door to the patio. He said, okay, stop. It's happening again. I'm like, oh, no.
But it's all good. It's all.
But he worked hard, y'all. We took a canopy down, put another one up. Yeah, so it was
also thank you to our buddies that came over and helped me get rid of the old canopy.
Yeah.
And bringing those chorizo sausages. I like those. What is it?
He's El Segundo. Yeah. Okay.
Those chorizo sausages are the bomb. Oh, yes, okay. They're the bomb. Salvadorian chorizo sausages.
I don't know.
Yeah, they the bomb.
I don't know.
Try them. Put them on the grill. They're good.
Okay.
But let's talk about I thought we were going to do a recap on some of these episodes.
Well, we are.
Episodes the right word, right? Not season, yeah. Episodes.
Episodes. Yeah. You getting it? We can. Where do you want to start? Because we did quite a few. We started March off.
Hold on. I just seen one up there. Oh, we started one because I see Marriage Talk. Old one?
Well, that is an old one that actually never got published.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. When I was going through doing some cleanup, I saw that and I was like, oh, wait a minute. How did this
Was that the both of us?
That is the both of us. It's a little bit longer. As you can tell by the time, that was a lot longer. And we did this whole you and I talk thing and laid some stuff out, but I don't know what reason it never got published. So I was like,
You and I gotta go back and listen to that one.
It's a bonus track, you guys. It's a bonus track. So it's called Marriage Talk with Will and Allie. So we put some things out there. Yeah. And we just kind of was open in that one was kind of fun.
But yeah, we've had some good ones. I'm even some of the good ones that I think I liked, and I wasn't a part of that one, but the cult thing and what was that called?
Surviving a Cult Type Lifestyle with Lizzie.
Yeah, yes. I was super busy and I wouldn't be I wasn't here to be a part of that, but yeah. I did listen to it and wow.
I know.
It was an eye-opener. I even had people come to me and say, I heard you guys got spot about the cult thing. And I was like, huh? But then I realized what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, it was very deep.
It was very deep. And thank you. Thank you, Lizzie, for being so just having a heart.
I'm waiting for the book.
We putting you on the spot, Lizzie. So I'm going to have to talk to her after I get off and go, you got to listen to the ending this last episode because we'll put you on the spot. But she was, you know, she was so open and so kind, and she was so honoring to her parents. And I just love. She was just so, you know, and just to be able to walk through that with her, that's part of her healing and that's part of her testimony, and it's going to reach so many people, you know?
I think I think that is an episode that everybody needs to hear,
yeah,
because there are things out there that that people just want to get involved
I was talking with somebody and that's funny you say that, because I was just talking about this past Saturday, and somebody else was saying like, wow, I listened to it and then she would get to a certain part and I'd have to rewind and go, did she just say that? Like, who does that? You know what I mean? So, and if you haven't listened to it yet, please go listen to part one and part two. It's a very eye-opening episodes that we did, and it was just to shed light on how people will have a yearning and a longing and they're looking for something. And when they find it, it's under the guise of Jesus. And then, but it ends up affecting them even into their adulthood, which basically in this case, it was trauma that was caused, that came out of this for not only for Lizzie herself, but for her, you know, for her siblings, her mom and dad, that was trauma.
And so it's so important to know and to study God's word. You don't just read it. You have to know it and study God's word, because literally people will use God's word to mess with your mind.
Yeah. And especially if you're already broken or, you know, you're looking for. Yeah. So it was really good. I'm glad that she was just open and was like, you know, her answer was yes. So I was like, okay, cool.
And I think that was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah. That was a good one.
What about one of your favorite ones? You can't pick that one because that was mine. I said that one already.
Stop it. I think my favorite would have been Who is a Friend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So who is a friend?
Jesus. Look, Jesus sticks closer than a brother. Brother, sister, mama, whatever.
Even brother and sister sometimes.
Brothers and sisters will turn on you. They're going to walk away from you. They're going to kick you to the curb. They're all with you. They're rolling with you when everything is good, but catching something, then they'd be like, I ain't got time for that. Or you can always be there for them. And then they're never, ever, ever
there for you.
Ever. Unless it's some type of drama and they want to try to call you out on it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so.
But Jesus said he no longer calls you a servant. He calls you friend.
He calls you friend.
And
exactly.
Friend does stick by you. A friend will stick by you because, you know, no matter what you go through.
Yeah.
And the best thing about a friend who is a friend. A friend is somebody who's going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about Jesus being our friend and the different things as the way you look at the Trinity and the being that God is the Father. It represents almost like an earthly father who wants to take care of you and give you security. Mm-hmm. And then there is the, you know, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the name is the Comforter.
As our Comforter.
And who gives comfort here on earth is the mother, who does the teaching in the households most of the time because the fathers are away. And so that Comforter and that teacher is the woman in the house. And then Jesus says that I'm your friend. He's your peer. Mm. He's like your peer. He's somebody you can talk to.
Yeah.
See, that's why we should have prayer and be able to talk to Jesus. So yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like that one. And so that was a good one. And then we did our Resurrection Sunday. Resurrection Sunday, but it was like, because it came the day after. So resurrection is over. Now what? What happens now? What even happens now?
We move forward. Think about didn't I even talk about what is that Sunday of resurrection, with the purpose of the resurrection?
You did.
Sometimes I preach things and I don't remember what I say sometimes.
You did do that. That was the message for Resurrection Sunday. Yeah.
What happens afterwards? Yeah. You know, what is the purpose of the resurrection? Was to show to show everybody that God's word was true.
Yeah.
He said this, God, the Old Testament said this was going to happen. And God's word is the truth.
Right.
He said it in the beginning. What he says, he will promise and he will do. And even back in the Old Testament time in Isaiah, when they're talking about he will be bruised and he will be crushed and he will be persecuted. He will be stripes. By his stripes you are healed. See, that was done a long time. And God, and then to see it come into fruition, it's like God says, "Everything I say, I will do.
I will do." Yes.
And everything. So you got to know God's word. He says everything, and then he, just like he told the Israelites, if you don't act right, I'm gonna kick you out of here.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did.
And so, and we in that episode, we gave a word of encouragement that even though physically Jesus is not here and he has gone on to prepare a place for us, we still have work to do. It's not over.
It's not over.
It's not over. We still have work to do. So whatever, and each
all Jesus still has work to do. He says Jesus,
he says
I'm going to prepare a place for you. Right. I mean,
he's working. Kids,
there's more people being born every day. So yeah, he got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, he's working. He's still working. And so, and we must carry that on. So whatever that looks like, you know, because all of us, the ultimate work is, I know, is to bring the gospel to everybody. Nobody, Jesus already said, I have come so that they may have life.
Life to the fullest.
And it's not that he doesn't want nobody to perish. Nobody at all. So
it's almost like the scenario you ran with one of your friends and their son said, you know what? They had somebody that passed away.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, well, if that person was a really believer, and if heaven is really like the Bible says, he's in a better place.
He's in a better place, yeah. And his son said, you know, I'm kind of jealous because he's gone on and we're the ones left behind.
And that's
you know?
The same thing, but that's the same thing that Paul says too. Because Paul says, I'd rather be in heaven. I'd rather be with the Father. I'd rather be with Jesus.
Yeah.
But for the sake of doing God's will, he will stay here.
Yeah.
Because it is better to be with Jesus, with God.
And what I was saying was, is that each of us, each individual that is on this earth that have ears to hear and that is breathing is designed and purposed for something specific.
Yeah.
And while the ultimate goal, while the ultimate task of each and every one of us is to bring the gospel, each individual has something else that they should be doing and has been purposed for that particular thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So my purpose and my thing is not the same as Will's and vice versa. Although we do this together, this is our ministry, but there's other things like he coaches and he reaches his players by him being able to, you know, with his coaching. I'm not a coach. I will never be out there with football players.
Not that kind of coach, but you're coaching. you may not be a football coach, but you're coaching to people in their relationship with Christ.
But it's different kind of, it's a different kind of coaching.
It's actually the same kind of coaching, because you're talking about encouragement.
Well, what I'm saying though, I'm talking about in the capacity of how you're serving in your purpose and fulfilling that purpose. That's what I mean. I guess that's, I didn't say that in the beginning. And so my purpose and how I do it may not look the same as, you know, my friend and my friend, friend and my friend, 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 you know, so it's all the same. Ultimately, we're all for the same. Bringing the gospel, but there's other things that we are destined and purposed to do. And I don't like to say destined, but it is destined
because God said he.
Well, sometimes good works, but that word destined has just seemed like, oh,
people use it the wrong
destiny.
Way. I like to just use the word purpose.
Yeah, your purpose. Or,
you know, God designed in advance.
Because is destiny even in the Bible? Has that word even been in the Bible? Destiny. No, I don't even see that word in the Bible, right?
It may be a Greek or Hebrew word that it's translated probably different, but it's used, could mean destiny or something like that. But I know I haven't seen it. I'm not going to say that it's not there in that kind of language.
Look, coming into the new season, we'll have that answer for you guys.
What was it? Galatians 2:8-10. God, you created in Christ Jesus.
Oh yeah, yeah.
To do good works
that
God foresaw or planned
right.
in advance for you to do. Mm-hmm. So God has already designed those things for you to do because you're created to do things.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, God created when he told Moses, you can build a temple, and God said, I gave this person this talents, so you were given a destiny to create. So to not create because I say to make or design sewing and woodcraft.
I mean, yeah. Look at. We just said we talked about it when we took Maggie to the vet. I was thinking, because I told you, I was like, yeah, this is definitely a you'd have to know that this is what you're supposed to do, because it's like a doctor. I could not deal with animals all day on that level like that, and what they have to, you know what I mean, especially all the bodily fluids. I was like, I was bodily fluid out, and I was just like, wow. But to be able to bring them in, and you know, just the doctor is just so loving and caring, and just like, you know, I know what this is, da da da, you know, I mean,
God knew that too. For some people, especially back in those old times, because God says you are unclean. If you got bodily fluid stuff coming out of you, God said you go outside the camp, put them outside the camp, because the people say he did it. And people don't realize he did it for the people's good, so that they would not cause anybody else to get sick, because they didn't have medication and the things that they have now.
Back they didn't then, have bleach. So look, and they didn't have bleach and Pine Sol.
So God said, let them go outside the camp until they are healed and cleansed, and they go wash themselves in the water.
Oh my
go dip
God.
Yourself in the river seven times. Stuff like that. So, yeah, God knew.
I get it. Jesus, I get it now. I get it. Because
all those cleansing things. And see, God knew.
See, I'm going to tell Maggie the next time she puts something in her mouth, I'm going to be like, go cleanse yourself.
But yeah, God knew. There's no,
God knew. God definitely.
Everything was done for a purpose and a reason.
Yeah.
You know, people talk about different things, but I don't want to get into anything, but like the separation in the Bible. Yeah, there was separation, or some people want to call it racism, but yeah, I don't like to call it racism, but there was separation in the Bible for a reason and a purpose. But people use that to cause problems nowadays. Mm. And then I take it back to Abraham. Because there was no racism in Abraham's camp. That's a whole different story.
I was about to say, that could be another topic.
Yes.
Guys, we're just wrapping it up.
So what's coming up? That's the question.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I don't know what's coming up. I can't.
A whole lot of things coming up.
Look, as far as...
That we've been asked to do.
No, stop. As far as episode-wise... That's why we're actually going to take a 2-week break this time. And we're going to be in prayer, and we're going to be seeking the Lord on this, because we do not just want to just be like, oh, what are we doing this week? So we really want to seek the Lord and see where he leads us for that one. So we are going to take a 2-week break. That's going to give us a moment to, like I said earlier, we breathe and kind of decompress a little bit and gather our thoughts. So we will be coming back with a new season, which is season 7, with new episodes effective May 8th. Yay!
May 8th?
May 8th. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm about to start getting
That's
busy.
2 weeks.
Yes.
That's in 2 weeks. So he's going to let me know ahead of time if I'm going to be doing this by myself.
No, you won't be doing it by yourself.
I'm going to be sitting. Guys, I did one by myself, and it was a quick one. And I just did not understand how people can sit in a room and talk to a microphone by themselves, because that was just the most weirdest, bizarrest thing for me. I can't do it. Having a conversation like this, it's all good. I can interact. I can do that. But to have to sit and talk on a topic alone.
Yeah, I'll be here.
You'll be here.
Yeah, I'll be here. We're just getting ready to dive into spring football, which keep me busy for
football about to happen, y'all. I'm about
to be busy Monday through Friday.
I'm about to be single again.
Oh my goodness. You're not a stepchild, no stepchild. You're not
Maggie, you'll keep me company. We'll be in the pool.
You guys hear that? Give her a ring. Talk to her online.
Maggie, you're keeping me company. Somebody want to come and sit at the pool with me? That's where we'll be. Jaden will be here after the end, of May. So he'll be here from June to July.
But there's parts in June where we have no contact, so besides camps that I'll be doing. And other than that.
See?
Yeah.
There you go.
So
it's still going to be pretty much football. And he's going to be. And you know what? During that dead time, he's pining for football.
Huh?
He's like, oh, no practice. No,
that's when I can enjoy my thing. And that's why actually, because we get into football, it really messes me up, because I was doing some weightlifting as I work with the track team and the throwers. Mm. I was lifting weights with them. So I guess I'm going to have to break the weights out here and put them outside and do some workout.
Get your gazebos put up, because you're going to need some shade.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we have that. So May 8th, mark your calendars. We'll be coming back fresh with a new season and new episodes. But that'll give me a minute too. I know I've been saying it and saying it and saying it about this whole live thing. And I think it's just, I'm just going to have to do trial by fire and just jump in there and do it, because I've been dragging my feet. It's not anything. Will doesn't have anything to do with it. I just drag my feet, and I have every excuse in the book for why we're not doing it. Like, I don't have the right equipment. I don't know what I'm doing. I think we're just going to have to just do it.
And the rest will come.
And the rest will come. And what you see is what you get, because, hey, what you hear is what you get. So why should there be any different? So
now, we are really two beautiful people.
Oh, my gosh.
Even to look at.
I can't with him. Oh, my gosh. But something just happened today that I'm processing, because I'm in the midst of doing it. And so here it is. The God Spot is in the works of developing their website. Woo. The website. Yes. So as soon as it's finished and it's published, which I'm thinking, knowing me, it'll be probably at the end of this week, where I get everything put in. And I don't know, what do you want to say, Will?
I don't know. You can give people a sneak preview of it.
No, I don't want to do a sneak peek.
Well, sneak is because more is coming. So
hey, I know.
But because then you can get some feedback. But yes.
Yeah. So that's in the works as we speak. Like we literally, the God Spot has its own domain
called the God Spots. There's more, and we had to add the S to it, because there is more to the God Spot
than just the podcast.
So that's what you guys are gonna find out. It's the God Spots, because God has spots all over this world.
So here, so that our listeners aren't confused, the podcast will still be the God Spot. That's what it is. But our domain, our website, when you look for us, you're going to look for us under the God Spots with an S.
.com.
And so, .com. TheGodSpots.com. Ah, that's so exciting, guys. Oh, my gosh. And you know what? And this is truly in God's timing, because we knew it didn't happen before it was supposed to happen. So, and it's happening now, and it's just a matter of doing it correctly and honorably and honoring God in this. So, boy. And so there's a lot more that's coming behind that. And so I know that as we continue on this, we will just have more updates. And so hopefully by the time we come back on May 8th, we'll have even more updates for you.
Sure will.
So until then, we love you guys. Thank you for supporting us and just always hanging and trucking with us. And we will catch you on May 8th.
We'll be back.
Bye. Well, that is all we have for you today. Thank you for spending time with us. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and suggestions. You can do that in a number of ways. By way of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and of course our email, godspot316@gmail.com. We do this for you, so naturally we want to hear from you. We would like to give a big thank you to our hosting platform, Anchor and Spotify. Our intro and our outro music is provided to us by T. Miller. His album is titled T. Miller on the Beat, and the track is called Too Smooth. You can listen to him on Spotify as well. So until next time, we say bye.